Hi, this is Deborah. I've been thinking about a road trip I took with a friend a few years back. Somewhere in the wee small hours of the trip, we pulled off the freeway for a pit stop in a rather sketchy part of Los Angeles. It was a gas station and food mart all in one. You know, these places where you can buy cat food and Slim Jims at all hours of the night. The kind of place where you can aimlessly wander the aisles, pretending you're looking for something healthy, and settle on nachos and a Slurpee instead. Yeah, so we walk up to this brightly lit food mart building in the middle of the night, and the doors are locked. All the lights are on, mind you, and there are these two guys behind the counter, but the door is definitely locked. So we try it again. And we are startled by this booming voice over the speaker system yelling, "What do you want?" Simple question, right? Just not one you're used to having shouted at you in front of the food mart in the middle of the night. I mean, I felt like Dorothy in the scene where she first meets the wizard. What do I want? Well, I don't know yet. I haven't wandered the aisles. I haven't looked at my options. How should I know what I want? So overwhelmed by the enormity of the question, and frankly, quite taken back by having it yelled at us by a booming, disembodied voice, we decide we'll just get water. So my friend yells back, "A couple of bottled waters, please." So the booming voice directs us to the cashier window around the side of the building. So picture this: behind the pane of what I assume was bulletproof glass, a large, angry-looking man slides out the money drawer. We put in the required $12 in the drawer, and moments later, the drawer slides back out to reveal our two bottles of drinking water. Generic, no-name brand drinking water. Sorry, but I'm a bit of a water snob. Okay, I'm a big water snob. No Fuji water, no Aquafina, not even a lousy Calistoga. Some no-name stuff that probably came from a tap in downtown LA, and we had the pleasure of paying $6 a piece for it. But for fear of angering the wizard and acutely aware of the implications of the need for bulletproof glass, we just say a polite thank you and head to our car, promptly locking the doors and speeding away, sipping on our LA tap water and thinking about what just happened. You know, they probably had all my favorite brands of bottled water in there. I'm sure they had brands that at least claimed to come from a mountain spring. Heck, they probably even had nachos. But I didn't wander the aisles. I didn't look at my options. I didn't know what I wanted. Okay, I realize it was just drinking water, and possibly our lives, that were at stake here. But the point is that I've spent a good deal of my life like this, wandering the aisles, as it were, waiting for something to grab my attention. And one thing I've learned from my work as a coach is that getting clear on what we want, I mean what we really want, underneath what it is that we think we want, opens up vast possibilities for our lives. It's true. This is part of what it means to live an examined life. When we know what we want and we are clear about what having that will give us, the options, the choices, and the next steps open up for us in ways that are simply not possible while we're just wandering the aisles. So, what do you want? What would having that give you? What's important about that? How important is that to you? What's your next step? My name is Deborah Barron. I'm a life and business coach in private practice, working with women to help them bring about transformational change in their lives and their businesses. If you'd like more information about me and what I do, you can visit my website at www.deborahbarron.net, or you can email me at deborah@deborahbarron.net. I'd love to hear from you.